It is time to take a look at the scoreboard and see what happened yesterday in sports as the National Hockey League regular season gets set to wrap up. One team that played just as bad as the Rangers, the Flyers defeated the Devil 4-2, but they just had a horrible year like the Rangers had as well. What else did we have going on yesterday? The Bruins beat the Islanders in overtime 3-2 yesterday. Today we have the Bruins against the Capitals. Tomorrow, no local teams in action. On Thursday, geez, no local teams in action. And on Friday, no one. That's it. That's it for hockey. Not too exciting. In the NBA yesterday, we'll see what happened here locally as we bring the figures up. See if any of our local teams played yesterday. No, they did not. Today, what's on the horizon? The Celtics will take on the Heat. The Nets will take on the Bulls. And the Knicks will take on the Lakers out west at 10 o'clock this evening. Taking a look at Major League Baseball yesterday, the Red Sox fell to the Orioles 4-1. The Orioles are hanging in there this year. They could be the surprise team in the East this year. You know, you just can't tell. If we take a look at the schedule for today, who plays who? The Orioles will take on the Mets at 7 o'clock. The Red Sox will take on the Athletics at 7:10. The Yankees and the Rays start their slugfest. These teams don't like one another. That game is set for 7:10 p.m. tonight as well. So that is the way that looks in sports. In other headlines in sports, congratulations to Russell Westbrook. He broke the Big O, Oscar Robertson's career triple-double record. So congratulations there. The Montreal Canadiens finally this year clinched a playoff spot, even though they lost in overtime to the Oilers. Montreal Canadiens used to be the New York Yankees of the National Hockey League. Report the Denver Broncos will pursue Aaron Rodgers if he becomes available. And how about this? Tim Tebow is expected to sign a one-year deal with the Jaguars today. Tim Tebow. I hope it works out for him. I always liked Tim Tebow. I think he's gotten the short end of the stick from the media ever since he's gone to the National Football League, or went to the National Football League as well. And as we said, in basketball and in hockey, things are pretty much shaping up for the playoffs now. We know that in hockey, that the Knicks are going nowhere. They are staying home. Rangers are staying home. Now, in basketball, the Knicks are still in fourth place, a half a game ahead of the Hawks, five games behind the Bucks in third place. The Celtics are in seventh place. So that's the way the standings look in the East in the NBA. And I do believe that's about all I have to talk about in sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club.